If a bibliophile is one who loves books, then a person who loves tiny, tiny books must be a micro-bibliophile. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Miriam Irwin is the publisher of Mosaic Press in Cincinnati. She doesn't publish ordinary books, but miniatures, some just a little bigger than a thumbnail.
As long as there has been printing, people have loved little books. And before that, they had miniature manuscripts. And there's many references in Roman and Greek literature to tiny manuscripts, so small they would fit in a nutshell.
Miriam Irwin says there are perhaps 80 different publishers turning out miniature books. Who buys them?
Some of them are dollhouse collectors and miniaturists, and about half are serious book collectors.
Such as the late Franklin Roosevelt.
He was a miniature book collector. It's the hope of all living microbibliophiles to come across one of his miniature books with his own little book plate in it.
In fact, Miriam Irwin has constructed a tiny replica of FDR's wardrobe that serves as a bookcase for the miniature books that she sells. Irwin's topics are varied: dulcimers, Sherlock Holmes, pets, and biographies of President Reagan and former President Carter.
In 64 tiny pages, I have a complete biography of their life and a portrait.
Irwin admits her miniatures are expensive.
They're from $14 to $65 each, with some special editions going more than that. I've done one edition of Toy Soldiers that has a sterling toy soldier embedded in leather. And it's a beautiful little book.
Miriam Irwin, she is publisher of Mosaic Press in Cincinnati, turning out beautiful miniature books since 1977. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Miriam Irwin of Cincinnati was tired of reading and writing throwaway stuff. She wanted something permanent. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. So Miriam Irwin began printing tiny books, some slightly larger than a thumbnail.
If you have any hope of talking to the future, you have to put it in a form that people will treasure enough to keep it.
She started her Mosaic Press in 1977.
All of my books are printed on acid-free paper and hand-sewn with linen thread. I'm not going to all this effort and have them fall apart in 100 years. They're made to last for centuries.
But Irwin's miniatures must be a bookbinder's nightmare.
They're made exactly like big books, except that there are some specific problems to having them small.
The tiny books are hard to sew, hard to glue, hard to cut.
Fortunately, Cincinnati is a city of wonderful, skilled craftsmen. And we just routinely called all the binders in town to see if they were interested in even talking about it. And most of them wouldn't even talk. We ended up with one who not only was interested in talking about it, but he had done a few in the past.
Irwin's miniature books range from 32 to 64 pages and cover a wide variety of topics: fiction, biography, tools, silver, toys, guns.
People do read them, and they do read them to their friends. They really cook out of my little cookbook. They quote the poetry and love them.
Miriam Irwin, she publishes tiny books for microbibliophiles, the Mosaic Press in Cincinnati. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.